Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, this day we study the Bible together as a community. This week we're studying how following Jesus makes us messengers. In this story, we're going to hear about Jesus' first followers and how they went public with their message, despite the costs and challenges. Here's the story from the book of Acts.
Now, many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. But the high priest rose up, and all who were with him, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out, and said, "Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Now when the high priest came and those who were with him, they called together the council, all the senate of the people of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison, so they returned and reported, "We found the prison securely locked, and the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering what this would come to. And someone came and told them, "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people.
Well, do you see how this message simply couldn't be contained? Peter and his other apostle friends, they're not just disciples anymore following Jesus in person. They're apostles now. They've transformed into messengers, and they can't keep this in. They can't just enjoy this message of what Jesus has done for their own consumption. They have to share it. They can't hold it in. They are messengers now. They are apostles now. So they can't hold this message in. They have to share it. And this is why they're speaking about Jesus, in some cases, so soon after a really close call. Peter has just escaped from jail, and now here he is, proclaiming the message of Jesus Christ, the same message that got him in trouble in the first place. And he's not just doing it in hiding somewhere. He's doing it out in the open. He's doing it at the temple. He's doing it where he's most likely to get into trouble. He doesn't wait. He doesn't hide. He doesn't run away. He doesn't just go somewhere else until things have calmed down. That minute he's released from prison, once again, he cannot contain himself. He needs to tell people about Jesus, and he goes and does it. Now imagine the crowds who would have been there. I can imagine they would have two kinds of reactions, maybe sometimes even in one individual, where on the one hand there'd be some excitement, some intrigue. Who are these guys? Especially as word got around that they had escaped from prison, you know, it's like, what's so special about this message that these guys want to share it and take such risks? That would be intriguing. People would want to hear that. So on the one hand, people were probably kind of interested, intrigued, feeling a little bit of excitement maybe at the danger they represented. But on the other hand, they were probably also fearful, knowing these guys had already had a run-in with the authorities, that they were under oppressive Roman rule, and anything could happen. And so there's probably a balance of intrigue and fear in the hearts of those people who were listening that day. But we know that crowds did gather around before the authorities showed up, and that's what we'll look at tomorrow. But first, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss. And if you don't have anybody to discuss our challenges with, that's your job, is to find some people to share our discussion questions with. We want you to form a little group of people that you're studying our challenges with. You don't have to read, watch, or listen at the same time, as long as you're doing it on the same days. Then whenever you are together, whether it's on the train or bus or at work or at home, wherever you connect with other people, you can discuss what you've been learning and how it's changing you. So here's your question for today. What do you think motivated Peter to go to the temple and speak like this? What gives him confidence? What do you think they would say, these disciples, these apostles, that was worth such a risk? What words do you think came out of Peter's mouth? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.